The war's toll for the 7 days leading up to today, February 8th, 2006. I will be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan in the past week, at least whose names were reported in the last week, and also some Iraqi civilian names. These civilians were killed early, in the early stages of the invasion in March of 2003. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, February 8th, 2006, 2,465 coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,261 are U.S. soldiers. This past week, 19 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 326 coalition soldiers have been killed. Of that number, 261 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, two U.S. soldiers were reported killed in Afghanistan. We have no numbers still for Afghanis that have been killed since the invasion in October of 2001. Back to Iraq. The official total of Iraqi civilian deaths from IraqBodyCount.org stands at 31,900. Institutions inside and outside Iraq estimate that the actual number of Iraqi civilians killed since the invasion began is close to probably 200,000. In the past week, at least 85 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total for February 2006 to at least 102. And now I will read the names, first of Iraqi civilians who were killed in the early stages of the invasion, and then U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. Yunis Danyal Nuba, 54-year-old man. Zahra Hussein Kazir, 10-year-old girl. Hashim Kamel Radi, 22-year-old man. Jalal Al Yusuf, 17-year-old boy. Ibrahim Al Yusuf, 12-year-old boy. Ahmed Al Rahal, age not given, male. Amr Tlal Rahman, 23-year-old man. Ahmed Abed Aoun Khawi, age not given, male. Ali Mania, 50-year-old man. Amar Ali Nama Ali Asri, 45-year-old man. In Afghanistan, on the 27th of January, Billy D. Brixey, Jr., 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Faraday, Louisiana. In Iraq, February 1st, Garrison C. Avery, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Lincoln, Nebraska. Also on the 1st of February, Marlon A. Bustamante, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Corona, New York. Also on the 1st of February, Cesar S. Figlinzone, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Santa Rosa, California. Also on the 1st of February, Anthony Chad Owens, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Dillon Conway, South Carolina. and also on the 1st of February. Sean T. Cardelli, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Downers Grove, Illinois. On the 2nd of February, Walter B. Howard II, 35 years old, U.S. Army, Rochester, Michigan. Also on the 2nd of February, Carl Joseph Smith, 24 years old, British Army, Rushton, England. Also on the 2nd of February, Scott A. Messer, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Ashland, Kentucky. And also on the 2nd of February, Simon T. Cox, Jr., 30 years old, U.S. Army, no hometown given, Texas. On the 3rd of February, Lance S. Cornett, 33 years old, U.S. Army, London, Kentucky. Also on the 3rd of February, Jesse M. Zamora, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Las Cruces, New Mexico. On the 5th of February, Jeremiah J. Bomer, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Parkston, South Dakota. Also on the 5th of February, Christopher R. Morningstar, 27 years old, U.S. Army, San Antonio, Texas. Also on the 5th of February, William S. Hayes III, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Tammany, Louisiana. And also on the 5th of February, Sergio A. Mercedes Cez, 23 years old, U.S. Army, New York, New York. On the 6th of February, David Parr, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, Barberton, Ohio. On the 7th of February, Alan Kokish, Jr., 21 years old, Army National Guard, Yankton, South Dakota. This has been the War's Toll for the 7 days leading up to February 8th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones and families in all countries.